I turn myself on, Jono. Laughing at fun. Love this song. With all the people that she knows. And if the situation should keep us. Love this song.
We could have got to the good bit a bit earlier.
The world won't fall apart. We've got to get to the chorus. Beautiful bird. Everyone can sing
now
this.
Now we go.
And she's here. She cries. I'm spoiling it, I know.
Pump it up, Daryl.
Here we go. That's the way it's gonna be, little darling.
You are a frustrated rock star.
Horses, yeah. I love this song. Mark Waugh's favourite song as well. Little darling.
I can't believe.
Go, Daryl. I pick you up.
That's actually Paul Okon. That wasn't Daryl Braithwaite at all doing that version, interrupted by Michael
Swayze. I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
There could be a lawsuit coming from Daryl.
Frustrated. Karaoke.
Let's get to Andrew Hall, because this is a fantastic victory by Central Coast, because Paul Okon was the man belting out Horses in the dressing room at the Central Coast Mariners, and they did defeat Sydney FC 2-0. G'day, Andrew.
How are you guys? Good morning.
We're telling a true story, aren't we?
Yes, definitely are.
During Spring Carnival as well, it makes sense.
It does, it really does.
Mate, fantastic win.
Yeah, big result. Obviously, you know, people will call it an upset. I think from our point of view, we're fully confident going into the game, and we'll show good signs in the first five matches. Obviously, we haven't got 3 points until Friday night, but, you know, it's been a little bit up and down, but it all came together on Friday night for a good 2-0 win, yeah.
Yeah. Sydney FC, mate, when you think about it, they only lost the one game last year, and now you've inflicted that loss. So don't worry, it's an upset, because you were looking for your first win.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, I think, you know, people that know football will know that it's not an upset. I think we've shown really good signs in the first five games and played some really good football. So, yeah, the stats say that they've lost one game last season. So maybe it is an upset. I'm not too sure. But yeah, from our point of view, you know, fully confident going into the game, and we knew that we could beat them.
Yeah, and you scored, mate, 19th minute.
Yeah, good to get on the score sheet. Obviously, first goal for the season so far. But, yeah, very nice to get on the score sheet and help the team in any way I can.
And, mate, having Paul Okon on board as the coach, obviously it's been a bit of a building process. And your side is always known as a side that, or your club, that bats above its weight and bats above its spending as well. And I guess we saw that on the weekend again.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've recruited some good players this season. Obviously, a lot of talk about the two Dutch players in the midfield, Brahma and Hiari. They were really good on Friday night as well. So, you know, we've recruited quite well, and I think things can only get better from here on in.
Yeah, it's a bit up and down, isn't it? You know, when we look at the Jets on top and Sydney...
Jets on top.
It's a good competition in that respect.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's a bit surprising for everyone how the ladder sits this far in. So, you know, six games in, Jets on top, so fully deserved. Table doesn't lie, so... You know, they're sitting at the top, and we've got 3 points on Friday. So, you know, we're looking to climb the table as well.
So at the time, mate, when you actually lost to the Newcastle Jets 5-1, I'm thinking, how do you lose to Newcastle 5-1? But now you look after six rounds of the competition, they're actually on top of the comp. But obviously that was just a bad, bad night, that one.
Yeah, first game. So I think everyone's a little bit rusty, you know, a few nerves here and there, but... You know, look, they took their chances. I think they had six shots in that game and scored five goals. So some days that happens, and we weren't great defensively. We were quite poor, to be honest. So, you know, we've fixed things from there, and we're moving forward.
Can I ask about the Socceroos, mate? How do you see this return leg?
Look, I personally think we'll get through. I think in the first leg, you know, we had most of the possession, created some good chances, just didn't capitalise on them. But, you know, home support on next week, I think, or this week, sorry, I think we can definitely get the job done.
Andrew, I mean, you got a goal on the weekend. Again, it seems to be our Achilles heel. I don't think we underestimate how hard it is to find the back of the net. Some players just have that special knack. It's a always, we often talk about missed opportunities in front of goals for the Socceroos. I guess Timmy Cahill coming back, Mark Milligan coming back, those sorts of players, Robbie Cruz hopefully coming back. That helps that, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Massive boost. Obviously, a lot of talk about Cahill with his injury in the league match last week, and obviously he couldn't play in the first leg, but, you know, massive boost him coming back. Obviously, his record speaks for itself, and a few others coming back as well, you know, Cruz, Milligan, obviously after suspension. So, you know, three players that'll give the team a big boost.
Do you think Timmy went over, mate, to stay with the medical staff?
Yeah,
it's an interesting one. Obviously, there was a bit of talk about why he flew over there and didn't play at all, but I think that will be the, you know, the reason they wanted him to be in camp and be around the group as well. Obviously, he's very good for the team environment. So, you know, very good for the team environment and obviously, you know, to help him recover.
Yeah. Mate, it's important now that you knock over Sydney FC as you did on the weekend. It's important now that you actually sort of kick on and try and do the same to Adelaide. That's going to be Thursday night, 7:50 at Central Coast Stadium.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, we can't, you know, fall on one result. You know, good 2-0 win against Sydney, but we've got a short turnaround and we play on Thursday against Adelaide, like you said. Yeah. So we need to make sure that we're focused like we were heading into the Sydney game and play with the same intensity for 90 minutes. And I'm sure that we can go a long way to getting 3 points again.
Good on you, Andrew. It's a massive win over the weekend and we wish you well on Thursday.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.